This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When I was in India the time before last, I did something that really embarrassed me. I was walking down the street in the city we were at, and I didn't see the woman at first until I literally was standing right in front of her, a woman with the worst facial deformities I have ever seen in my life. To call her that she looked monstrous was putting it mild. And I was so stunned in seeing it, I literally gasped out loud right in front of her. I was so embarrassed. And she just had her hand down for money. I was glad to give her money, if nothing else, to atone for my embarrassment of what I did. And she, I found out from Rajan, the man we work with there, that she's been there for years at the same corner, begging with this huge, massive facial deformity that keeps her from doing anything but begging to survive. And that's perhaps the situation with this man they healed of being crippled. We pick it up, chapter 4, verse 5. The next day, the rulers, elders, and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power and by what name did you do this? A little arrogance there, you sense it? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is, Jesus is the stone that you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name." Would you memorize that maybe, perhaps this week? There is no other name under heaven. No other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of the Jewish people, and then conferred together. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everybody living in Jerusalem knows that they have done an outstanding miracle, and we cannot deny it. We cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn these men to speak no longer to anyone in this name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Announcement here, that day's coming here in the United States of America, I'm afraid. I don't know when, but I can foresee the time you will not teach in the name of Jesus. Forget about freedom of speech. You won't teach or preach in the name of Jesus. Just a personal thought. You can disagree with it, and it's fine with me. But Peter and John, verse 19, replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them for healing this crippled man. Isn't that unbelievable? Because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. What a story. Two men, Peter and John, who are about to be punished for doing a good thing. Have you ever had anybody resent you for doing a good thing? Don't raise your hand, you have.
Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope from the book of Acts, the 4th chapter, a standalone message on prayer. Crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.